I want to preach about vision today. I want to talk about progressive vision. Now, if you look, I'm consumed with the reality that the God whom we serve has never called us to be stagnant. He didn't call us to be stagnant and stoic in our relationship with Him. This God of ours is always calling us and causing us to move forward.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, the God who we serve is never satisfied with us just being satisfied.
Right.
God is always calling us and causing us to move to a place that we may not be able to understand right now. And to do the things that is seemingly beyond our ability to accomplish. But God is still able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Am I right about it? And so God, and so this God of ours is always putting us and stretching us and moving us to a place and a moment that we will never begin to imagine in our own life. And people, we should be able to do what God tells us to do and to go where God tells us to go. But the problem is sometimes we are so inclined to do things our way and have our own way. And when that happens, that retards the progress and productivity. And that could be our reality because we are stuck, we're stymied and stagnant, thinking that we know better than God. And so as a consequence, God has to give us a reality check to let us know that He is the superior and we are the subordinate. Yeah. And He has to let us know that God is in complete control and it is our responsibility to just say simply, yes, Lord. Now, that should have been about 5 or 10 amens right there. Because all of us who understand a relationship with God, we understand that if God is in control, we don't have options to whether or not we're going to do what God says. I guess I'm going to get by myself this morning. And if we choose an option of disobeying God, we retard our progress. And Jesus wants to know what's really going on. Have I done it enough for you already for you to simply say, yes, Lord? Now, beautiful, that's a question for us today. I'm talking about those of us who are satisfied where we are and who have gotten comfortable about what we have become. But God is still calling us and causing us to move forward, to go to a little bit further. And the God calls, and today He can keep us moving even when you don't see exactly where you're going. And that God has a vision for our lives that is different from the vision that we see through our eyes. And although we get satisfied and comfortable, but the Lord is saying that I'm not done with you yet. I'm putting you and pressing you to place you there where you need to be to occupy. Even you, my sister, are not yet where the Lord wants you to be. Come on and say amen. Just let that settle in for a little while. Even the you, those who've been here for 69 and a half years, even though you've been saved and sanctified for 54 and three quarter years, God is not through with you as long as there's breath in you. God is calling you. He's causing you to move forward, to make progress, and to keep on keeping on. Is there a witness in here this morning who can understand that God is always moving us and to another level, moving us to a greater experience? He said to the disciples at the Lake of Generosity, He said, listen, I want you to launch out into the deep and let your nets down there for a big catch. That's what He said. I want to show you that I am able to do more than you ever seen in your life. Yeah, I want to prove to you that there is nothing too hard for God. and women the things that God has in store for you. Now, church, when we look at Mark's gospel, it seems to me that Jesus is trying to discipline his disciples to understand destiny. Yeah, he's saying, I'm not done with your development, men. I still got something I want you to do for me. Yeah, now, Buddha, these men have been with Jesus, watch this now, for an extended period of time now, and they have been in a ministry with him for the last 3 days. When you read the first part of this gospel, you will discover that Jesus is coming to the end of the 3-day experience. Yeah, he had a 3-day revival service, and after the service, Jesus is saying, I can't send this crowd away yet. Yeah, they've been here, out here with me and all this time, and before they leave, I need to feed them. Yeah, you talk back to me if you can. Jesus, understand that after you have been in church, there's one thing else left to do. Yeah. You must understand, like a lot of us do, that if you are a good church person, we drink and meet and we eat. Is there anybody in here this morning who understands that when you leave here this morning, you want to make your way somewhere and sit down and eat a good meal? Yeah. That's why I couldn't understand, how in the world could you sit here on Sunday morning while the preacher is preaching and they are cooking bacon and eggs in your back? Like, how could you do it? So that's what Jesus is saying. I want these people to have some food. And so he began to make inquiries to the disciples, asking, how much food do we have? And the disciples were saying, Jesus, we don't have enough food to feed all these folks. And according to the text, they said, there are about 4,000 people out there in the remote wilderness location. Yeah, so we ought to just send them on home. Yeah, let them fend for themselves. You know how we do. You see, we just gonna send them on home. And if there's anything there for us, then we gonna eat that. And Jesus said, hold on now. Hold up. Wait a minute. That's not how I roll. He said, I got compassion for the people. I don't just want to give them some spiritual food. I want to give them some natural food as well. And so he said, how much food do we have? And the disciples said, we got 7 loaves of bread in our hands. Now, I need you to wait a minute and not move too fast. Because I want to suggest to you that sometimes the Lord will call and help you understand the mode of your deliverance is already in your hand. He will help you understand that the mode of your deliverance, you already got it in your hand. You know, sometimes God wants to do through you that is already a part of you. He just wants you to know, if you can trust him enough to yield to him what you already have, so he can bless it and show you that there's nothing too hard for God. And so he says, now I need you to make the people, watch this now. He gives them, he gives them another demonstration of provision. He said, I need you to make them sit down. He's trying to clear up their vision of who he is by what he's about to do, he's able to do. And so he gives them, watch this, another demonstration of provision. Watch what he does. He takes the loaves and blesses them, and he lifts them up. And he gives thanks. And then he gives it to the disciples and tells them to give all those 4,000 people who are sitting around, give them it. Give them something to eat. And the Bible says that when they had finished distributing the loaves and the little fishes that they had, the Bible said that 4,000 people finished dying. And they had 7 baskets. Was left over as for you that you couldn't do for yourself. Whatever the Lord takes from your hands and blesses, and so that it can not only not be a blessing for you, but a blessing for somebody else. That's the reason why you ought to rejoice. You know, is there anybody in here this morning besides myself who can testify that I look back on my life, I've seen how God has blessed me with things that I never imagined in my life that I would have had. I need about 10 or 12 more believers in here who can encourage your pew partner to be not dismayed for the epic content of God. Wait, take care of you. Is there anybody in here who knows that he will be able?
Once upon